Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit, this is your girl, Poetic Energy, coming to you live at 9. We have a very, very special guest coming through this evening, all the way from the California area. We are highly anticipating him arriving to share with us who he is as a producer and an artist. I've been so excited about this guest, and I am really anticipating his coming. I can't say that enough because we have just been waiting for him to be featured here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and people have nothing but great things to say about him. But while we wait until he comes, let's just play a little bit of music here and just get it started while he is, making his way to the building. Right, we're going to play one of his songs, Zach One Plug, Zach One, and comma D.
Lightweight linkage, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with the boy Comedy, ZZ1, Zach Zuccaro, you know what I'm saying? The mayor, baby. We get this paper in any form or fashion. International with it, you smash it, baby. What's happening, comma? You know what I'm saying? Let these haters know, man. Paper. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. I get the dope shipped in and out, even see the boat. I get the coke shipped in and out, need to see the boat. I get that price real low and you all need to see the quote. Just now. We go to war like Beirut, make it rain like the tropics, make it quake like the bay. Do big weight like a Samoan. You could call me a straight fool, cognac, straight from France, and I don't fuck with no gray goose. Bucks in my iris, got luck like the Irish. Turn the ball like the Saudi, catch me stuck on an island. Like Hawaiian, say you ballin', quit lying, quit trying. My trick riding like the KGB, opium hopping GHB. Suckers know my whole CeeLo and criteria. Superior flow, ice cold like snow in Siberia. So just grab your globe and spin it. You know the business wherever it lands. Fully your folks don't pay. Got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Hell like Antarctica, ice like the Philly. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Snow like Antarctica, ice like the Philippines. Canary won't stop chirping in my ear, shut up. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, blue diamonds, queer, what up? I got more stacks in a pancake platter. Sunday morning, got her moaning. Who moaning? Your wifey's moaning, we boning. Corona double fisted, get the swish and twisted, let's blow. Find me sliding in the skull, find me riding through the oh, oh. I feel this beat like I feel myself. Only protection, a weapon, a condom, a seat pill. Custom detail, a po-po don't like me. Smell like 3 or 4 pounds, got in a fight with my white tee. Whoop, whoop. Fuck those people. Here's the church, now here's the steeple. Straight for the Skylark, Denise on Armada. Got more candy stashed in it than a fucking pinata. I do a lot of, things with my time. The second hand don't stop for nobody, bitch. Get on your grind.
All right, welcome back, Detroit. You were just listening to our featured guest that's coming, Mr. Zach One, all the way from the California area. We're still waiting for him to arrive in the building. It just sometimes things just happen, so we're just going to keep it going here until he comes here in the building, and we are going to play a little bit more of some records from why don't we just run that again here on the mic here until he arrives in the building. I just can't wait. Like I said, we've been highly anticipating him coming here on to be here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to have him coming through and sharing his voice here with us now. All right, I think perhaps. All righty. We're going to get it popping off here in a second here. Like I said, we're waiting for him to come on through and just join us on the mic, I should say, and see what he got going on in the Bay Area. So we're going to just play one more song for you guys until he arrives. We're going to take it old school for a minute and see where he's coming. You know, hopefully we are expecting him to come. So let's just sit back and relax until he comes through. All right, we're going to play a little bit of Cool in the Game with Summer Madness until he arrives. We'll be right back. back, Detroit. You were just listening to Summer Madness by Cool and the Gang. We are still waiting for our guest to arrive in the building. We hope all is well with him. Things happen, so we do certainly understand that, but we're going to keep it moving here until he arrives here in the building and keep it popping for a minute here. I am just highly, highly anticipating his arrival. Like I said, we have been, we've scheduled this interview for quite some time ago, and he's just a fantastic producer and artist from the California area, and we're looking to get him down here and to do some things with us, collaborations with us, for different events that we're going to be having here in the Detroit area. So it was just really an honor to have him agree to come on to the Poetic Energy Radio Show and just vibe with us this tonight. We know that things come up and people's schedules change, but hopefully we can get him in on the air pretty soon here and see what's popping with him. But in the meantime, we are going to play another song for you, and with hopes of him finally arriving in the building, and let's see how it all goes shortly. All right, we're going to play a little bit of more of old school music until we get our caller, our featured guest here on the mic. Let's go with a little bit of Maxwell with Bad Habits, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Forgive me, passed out all over time.
welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy herself. I see that my guest has arrived in the building, so I might as well get it off and popping with properly introducing him. Let me just start off by saying our very special guest this evening, he has been stamping his footprints in the music industry, starting off rapping as a hobby in high school. He started gaining notoriety and gaining street cred as one of the hottest producers and recorders artists in the California area. He has collaborated with other artists and forces in the music industry, such as Incognito Gino, Mr. Nacho Kenobi, Shed Wallace, just to name a few. He has an extensive collection of music and has been featured in over 200 songs. Please help me welcome to the show the unstoppable and forced to be reckoned with, Mr. Zach Wong.
Wow. Thank you much for the love. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. Glad to finally hear your voice.
Yeah, we out here. You know, I apologize for the late call. You know, I was stuck in some traffic, had some internet connection problems over here, but I'm here. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be talking to you.
I am so glad you're here, too, because we've been highly anticipating, and I see that people are arriving finally in the chat room. We expect them, you know, because people just roll in when they get the time. So, nevertheless, you are here, and I am so excited, and I just want to get it off and started because the time is ticking. And I just want to ask you first off, lots of people know, because we get a lot of people that listen in our archives, and then we, you know, get a lot of people to share in the chat room. Lots of people know who Zach One is. Let us know a little bit about you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, I really started, you know, just doing the art with, you know, poetry when I was younger and stuff like that, and it grew into more things. I grew up, got older, got into the music and whatnot. And, you know, I applied myself with the rap music, and it's just been something that just stuck with me ever since. Way back, you know, hip-hop's a culture and something I'm stuck in. I love it. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world the way things are. I mean, every day, you know, music's a lifestyle for me. So I wake up into it. Every day is a job. I'm working every day, and it's something I love to do besides what I have to do to, you know, get by every day, which is work and, you know, take care of family. So, you know, I mean, me, I started, like I said, as an artist doing that, but it grew into so much more. Now, I mean, I went to school for the graphic design just so I can, you know, get into doing our covers, and I'm in a business now where we do photography, film, you know, and graphics, and we're actually doing promotions for our own shows and bigger shows with big artists out here in the Bay Area, and we're expanding, you know. We got connections all over the U.S. right now. Trying to bring some bigger artists into the venues and whatnot. So, you know, we're trying to do a lot. We're just working every day.
You sound like you're doing it big, and I can tell you're very passionate about what you're doing. When did you know you were a bona fide artist?
I probably had it in me the whole time, but I just applying it to music. And, you know, like I said, I did poetry when I was real young, like, you know, elementary school. I was winning prizes for poetry contests and stuff like that. So, you know, just the love of music and knowing that I, you know, the self-confidence, knowing that I could do it and never losing that and never losing faith, you know.
All right. Now, you know, the reason why I'm just kind of rushing up, because I know we only have 22 minutes, so I want to get in as much as I can in so people can know more about you. What do you feel about the music industry today? You know, I hear a lot of people say that music has changed tremendously from the 80s and 90s and now, you know, the current times. What do you feel about the music today?
I mean, I love music, you know, all genres. I really, today's music, I mean, it's just versatile. Everybody's changing it up because there's so much that's already been done. And, you know, people are just trying to do new stuff and catch people's attention with new stuff that hasn't been done. And that's pretty much where it's at right now. I mean, there's those artists that don't want to compromise the sound and they're still doing their thing like they've been doing it from day one. And then there's those artists that change with the times. And, I mean, you know, I love it all. It's just, you know, what direction you want to take. And I still feel like I have a lot of music and a lot of things, a lot of ideas to share with the world that are original and original concepts that people haven't touched on yet. and I still have a lot to bring. So, you know, knowing that, it keeps me going, and I love the music where it's at right now, but, you know, it's always progressing. So I want to be part of that progression.
You know what, I like what you just said, because a lot of times there are so many artists that sound so alike, and sometimes you can't tell them apart. So there is room for doing some, bringing something different to the industry. And so many people,
yeah.
You know, for instance, like Lady Gaga, a lot of people, you know, she's a, you know, extremist with her music, but she has a presence and she has owns her own stage. What are some of the kind of things that you are going to be doing in the future that kind of bring your own flavor and stamp on the music industry to make it different?
I've just always been able to paint like a really good picture. You give me a topic, it could be a one word topic, and I can do like, you know, a whole song about that. And then now with the film coming into play with everything and the videography and everything, it's just applying, you know, my ideas to the music and then making that music come alive with the video and the visuals is like something really exciting for me. And you know, we have a lot of outlets right now that are big, you know, where we can do some big production and stuff like that. It's just all been in the making for a while, and, you know, it's going to be on a large scale when it finally falls into place. And, you know, I'm patient, and I got a lot of confidence, like I said. So that being said, you know, I'm not really in a big rush, but, you know, I know it's my time real soon.
Well, you have your bio, you have accomplished so much. Tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you have collaborated with other artists on. Tell us how, you know, all the little things came about. And
well, some of, you know, one of my biggest accomplishments that everybody in my area especially knows about is, you know, I collaborated with Mac Dre before he passed away. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I know there's probably a lot of people even in the Detroit area that have heard his name. And, you know, he was an icon out here. It was really big to work with him. I got to meet his mom, be in the studio with him, and then, you know, get a track in. And they actually ended up using that track from one of his albums. So I'm actually featured on one of his albums, too. You know, I've collaborated with a lot of big artists in the area, but, you know, it's I really feel like I have the talent that they have, and I've been slept on for a long time, so I don't really put myself under them as, like, you know, some people do. You know, I feel like I'm on the same level, and when I see them in traffic, they know what's up. You know, they already know that I'm coming soon, so. I've got to collaborate with, like, the Hood Stars, Self, E. San Quinn. I'm really trying to get out of state and collaborate with some bigger artists, too, you know, so I can have a broader audience and listening audience as far as that goes. But, you know, I'm always down to network. If anybody ever wants to network, they can hit me up on the Facebook. I got the artist page, Zach One. Go ahead and like that. Hit me with a message there. I'm always down to do anything. You know, I'm actually out here right now. I want people fresh and Black Tears from New York. So, you know, we're always networking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. We got your Reverb page and your music page here in the chat room for people to look at. And what is some of the I know you said you wanted to expand your audience. Where are some of the places that you say you're working with someone in New York? Where are some of the other places that you want to get to that may, you know, somebody may be listening and may say, I want to listen because we are going to play one of your tracks again. So people can listen in the archives.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm really versatile in the game. I know a lot of people say that, but if you really listen to my music, you'll know that there's definition in what I'm saying. And I feel like I could do anything. I really, you know, I want to collaborate. I actually have an idea for a song, an international song, where I want to do a bar and as many different languages as I can, so I can do that song in any country, and at least somebody will hear at least one bar out of my song and understand what I'm saying. So, I mean, I love to collaborate. I mean, I want to get my stuff overseas. I want to get everywhere, you know, because I have that, you know, that music that can be heard anywhere and people will love it. I mean, I have people in Poland loving my music all over the place, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bart Pop-Up out there, BayAreaUnderground.com. And, you know, we're just keeping the network cracking and networking with people that are doing real things and real moves.
What you talked earlier about how passionate you are about music. What are some of the things that you do to prepare yourself to create music?
Well, I mean, I just live music, like I said. So even when I'm on my 9-to-5 job working, then I think of music in my head. I'll think of bars when I'm working, and I'll write that down. I'll bring that home and incorporate that in something. I mean, I have so many producers sending me beats all the time. I'm always working. I never have nothing to do when it comes to music. So I'm always trying to catch up to a lot of the stuff that's coming my way, because you only get so many ideas for so many things without getting dry a little bit. I kind of let it come to me. So sometimes I'll take my time on a song, and sometimes it'll come to me right away. But I stay passionate about it, because I feel like there's a lot of people that don't deserve it sometimes, that it keeps you motivated, because that once you're heard, you can do it too.
Absolutely. I got an opportunity to see one of your videos that you created. Talk to us a little bit about what you do with that. Is there, you do those just to go with some of the music you create, or that's something additional that you do?
To tell you the truth, I really don't have too much experience in that, but most of the videos that you see uploaded on my YouTube page, I did do myself. And, whatever opportunity I have to do anything is what I'll do. I don't really like doing the ones that aren't really, like a lot of the stuff I have right now is more underground, to the point where I don't really have too many official videos, even though there's a lot of clean work we've done and stuff like that. It's still not to where I'd like it to be. And I actually have a video that was shot last month, and my boy out there, Barrio Vision 415, my boy Los Gonzalez out there is editing that. He said it'll be done by this weekend. That's a song for my new mixtape with M. Dot Brando, Real Life Soprano Volume 2, We Still Real. So look for that up on YouTube by this weekend. And, that should be a good look for us, too, because it was shot really high quality and everything. And he's a good editor, so, I'm excited to see what kind of stuff he throws at us with that one.
Well, Weekly, because you seem so humble, because the video that I saw, I mean, man, this is so professional. It was several months ago when I talked to you, and
was it the one when you land on the page, on the YouTube page, like the first one on my channel?
I really couldn't tell you. I know it was done in black and white. And,
That was the promo video for the mixtape I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I saw. And I thought that was so professional. So,
I put that together myself. Yeah. It's shot in high quality, and I edited it myself. It's just I don't have much experience, but I'm a very creative person. So when I do get to something, then I'll put my little 2 cents in it,
Yeah, well, you couldn't tell, so you did a great job on that. I just want to get a few more, because I know the time is ticking here.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that I know eventually that we want to get you here to do, probably work on with us on some functions here, just so people can get acclimated with you in the Detroit area. So I'm so looking forward to that. What are some of the things that you do when you work with an artist? Are you very selective with what type of artist that you work with, or is it a set type of genre that you want to stick with your music?
To tell you the truth, when I first started, it was more, street edge stuff, and I've came so far in the game that, I like all kinds of it, and I'm versatile to where I like to work with anybody and do different things and make, different kind of music now, so I'm not trying to stay stuck in one genre. I'm not trying to stay, labeled as one thing. I'm just trying to keep my mind open, and especially with my music and stuff. So, I can, I said, reach that broader audience.
Would we be putting you under the bus if we asked you to sing a bar or two?
To sing a bar or two?
Yes. Something, anything that comes off the top of your head.
I can do some. I step outside so fresh today, every day I dress this way. New chick slobbing my like your chick did yesterday, and I don't give a what about skin color. Real as I flow, you didn't know, you swear Sean Paul was like my twin brother, or Big was my big brother. Too hot not to get famous. Watching these whack rappers like, what, I gotta get shot to get famous?
All right. That was tight. So we, you know what? I want to play one of your tracks really quickly. Zach One plug Z, Zach One and Comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a nice point. That's off my boy Comedy's mixtape that's available for free. Download Lightweight Leakage, I believe it's called. So everybody can get out there and download that for free. That's a good album.
All right, let me play that real quickly.
Yeah, Lightweight Leakage, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with your boy Comedy, ZZ1, Zach Zuccaro, you know what I'm saying? The mayor, baby, we can just take it in any form of fashion. International with it, you smash it, baby. What's happening, comma? You know what I'm saying? Let these haters know, man. Paper. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. I get the dope shipped in and out, even see the boat. I get the coke shipped in and out, need to see the boat. I get that price real low and you all need to see the quote. Just know. We go to war like Beirut, make it rain like the tropics, make it quake like the bay, do big weight like a Samoan. You could call me a straight Oconiac, straight from France, and I don't fuck with no Grey Goose. Bucks in my iris, got luck like the Irish, time to ball like a Saudi, catch me stuck on an island, like Hawaiian, say you ballin', quit lying, quit trying. My trick riding like the KGB, opium hopping GHB, suckers know my whole CeeLo, and criteria superior, flow ice cold like snow in Siberia, so just grab your globe and spin it, you know the business wherever it lands. Fully your folks don't care. Got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Hitler. Straight from hell like Antarctica. Ice like the Philly. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Snow like Antarctica. Ice like the Philippines. Canary won't stop chirping in my ear. Shut up. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, blue diamonds, queer, what up? I got more stacks in a pancake platter. Sunday morning, got her moaning. Who moaning? Your wifey's moaning, we boning. Corona double fisted, get the swish and twisted, let's blow. Find me sliding in the skull, find me riding through the oh, oh. I feel this beat like I feel myself. Only protection, a weapon, a condom, a seatbelt. Custom detail, the po-po don't like me. Smell like 3 or 4 pounds, got in a fight with my white tee. Whoop, whoop. Fuck those people. Here's the church, now here's the steeple. Spray for the Skylark, Denise on Armada. Got more candy stashed in it than a fucking pinata. I do a lot of things with my time. The second hand don't stop for nobody, bitch. Get on your grind.
Woo! That was hot! Yes, that was hot.
Right on. Woo. Right.
Yes. Now, you know what?
I just want to really thank you for the opportunity, by the way, Michelle, for putting me on the air. And I want to give a special shout-out to your brother, Ern.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure he's going to appreciate that. I don't know if he, you know, is plugged in or not, you know. But thank you so much. We are definitely glad to have you here, and we definitely look forward to, you know, putting your tracks in rotation on the show, and then also having you down here in the D doing some things with us, with, you know,
yeah,
your team and poetry events that we're going to be hosting. But let's get back and let's get a few more questions in, because we have 7 more minutes remaining, and I just wanted to very quickly, when you are performing, what is it that you want people to feel when you're just letting it come raw? What do you want your fans to feel?
Really, I just want people to, like, really listen to what I'm saying, because that's a big thing. Like, you know, you do a lot of shows, and sometimes you'll get people that are just listening to the beat, or they can't really hear your lyrics, or they're not really trying to hear your lyrics, or they're not giving you a chance because they got a closed mind. But those people that do actually listen always come up to me at the end. They're like, you know, good stuff. You know, they shake my hand, you know, give me dap, whatever. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's the people I really appreciate, is the people that actually listen, because those are the people that appreciate and they can see, you know, how much hard work I put into it by, you know, the content of what I do.
Absolutely. You know, that's a good point that you bring out, because a lot of people do just listen to the beat, and then and they disconnect themselves from the message and the music, and the words that you're speaking. So, you know, that's a very good point, that you know that a person is truly a fan and is really listening to you when they can, you know, come back, you know, and say some of the verses that you were kicking off instead of just like, oh, that beat.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, with all that you do, you say, you know, and I'm glad you had mentioned earlier that you work another job. A lot of times so many artists are, you know, even spoken word artists and poets, they are so ashamed these days to say that they have to work, you know, another job. Even celebrities, you know, you see them working, you know, even though they're celebrities, they're doing 3 or 4 TV shows, you know, they got to pay the bills. So that, you know, it's the same premise for other people who are, you know, in the doing some type of art form. You know, if you have to work, that's okay. We don't have to put on no facade for anybody else. If you have to do that, you can still make music and still work. But a lot of times people are afraid to share that information and feel like they're unsuccessful because they have to do those things. You have to work.
I mean, well, the music, you know, the music game is really a cutthroat industry. And, you know, if you're not one of the hottest artists in your area doing what you do at the time, then, you know, there's not going to be anybody coming at you with any money, and that's why you got to stay on your grind, you know, and it pays off when you really do it. So everybody out there that's listening that's on their grind, it's just about doing it. And instead of sitting there and wishing you could do it or thinking about doing it, it's really not that hard. You can achieve whatever you want, you know, and that's one of the things I really want to stress to my, you know, people that follow me too, is like anybody that's stuck. You could be stuck in the worst position in the world right now, but you can make it out of that, you know, because I came from a lot of bad stuff. So anybody, you know, that's been where I've been at, you know, I just want them to know that there's hope, you know what I mean, and you can do it. You just gotta put your mind there and shake the BS and don't worry about everybody else and, you know, do what you do.
All right, that is so true. Now, is there any other thing that you, other than music, that you're very passionate about?
You know, I mean, I like photography. I like film. It's just about having the time to do it. I just recently wrote my first video treatment, which is like, you know, I mean, I really got into detail with it. It's not just like an average video where we're out in front of cars and with girls and all that. It's just, it's really, you know, it had some content. I approached the people. It was actually for the song that you just played. So I approached comedy with it, and I showed him the script and everything, and he was all over it, but he's living in New York right now, so he's out here for like 2 weeks or a week or week and a half and something, and we tried to find the time to squeeze it in and everything while he was out here, but it wasn't looking like he was going to be available to do that, but hopefully we can still do that. But besides that, that was just a good experience for me to get into that, because that's something I've been wanting to do, is just get into, you know, writing videos and getting the whole storyboard and script and stuff like that together, you know.
Awesome. Great. Now, we got 3 more minutes remaining. I just want to get in really quickly. Tell us some of the projects, again, to expect, how people can connect to you, you know, your music page on Facebook and all of that, your Reverb page. Can you kind of share with us really quickly?
Man, pretty much if you Google Zach One, you're going to find me on everywhere, you know. So I got the Facebook page, the artist page. You can like that. I'm trying to get at least to 1,000. I got like 730-something right now, so everybody get out there and like that. That's much appreciated. I love y'all back. Reverb Nation, Zach One, Official Zach One on Twitter. You can hit the @OfficialZachOne. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow back. I got the YouTube page, Zach One, RWC. I got, you know, all my uploads and favorites on there involving my stuff. What else? I mean, if you're a producer and you collaborate, or even an artist that wants to collaborate, you know, you can email me at thecorestudio@gmail.com. That's thecore studio, singular, not plural, at Gmail. And then, you know, we can get it in. Just let me know. Let's work it out. And, you know, I mean, pretty much those are all my contacts. I have a lot of music available. I have 3 albums on iTunes. And I have 3 mixtapes available on datpiff.com. Anybody that's familiar with that, it's free download. So if you can't afford an iTunes account and, you know, you're stuck but you got a computer, you can go ahead and download everything you want. And I got like 3 albums. Like I said, I'm about to put another one up. We just got done wrapping up the Real Life Soprano Volume 2. Volume 1 is up there for a download. And Volume 2 is available soon with M.Brando co-starred on it. We have a lot of nice features on there. There's some beautiful tracks off there that I'm going to be sending you to get into rotation over there. I was trying to get the Dear Mama song on there for you because it's a really nice joint. But I'll get that to you in the future. But, yeah, like I said, that's pretty much it in a nutshell as far as the contacts and what I have available. I mean, I could talk forever about what I have available and what I'm featured on and all that, but that's in a nutshell pretty much it.
All right, we'd like to take Blog Talk is wrapping us up, but we'd like to take this time, Zach, to really thank you and appreciate you for agreeing to be a featured guest here on the show. We're definitely going to get stay connected and get things popping and collaborating in some things here, and we're definitely going to keep promoting you as much as we can here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We're doing some things that we're going to just really help and bless a lot of the featured guests that have been on the show. We'd like to thank you, all of the people that were had an opportunity to sign into the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And we're just going to take it out because the time has ticked, but we are going to have Zach back here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show here in the future. All right, Detroit, you know how to do it. We got to take it out. We're going to take it out with some more Zach Love. We have that joint here. All right.
Yeah, lightweight leakage, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with the boy Comedy, ZZ1, Zach Zuccaro, you know what I'm saying? The mayor, baby. We get this paper in any form of fashion. International with it, you smash it, baby. What's happening, comma? You know what I'm saying? Let these haters know, man. Paper. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. I get the dope shipped in and I don't even see the boat. I get the coke shipped in and I don't need to see the boat. I get that price real low and you don't need to see the quote. Just know. We go to war like Beirut. Make it rain like the tropics. Make it quake like the bay. Do big weight like a Samoan. You could call me a straight Ucroniac. Straight from France and I don't fuck with no gray goose. Bucks in my iris. Got luck like the Irish. Time to ball like a Saudi. Catch me stuck on an island. Black Hawaiian. Say you ballin'. Quit lying. Quit trying. My trick riding like the KGB. Opium hopping GHB. Suckers know my whole C-Lo. And criteria superior. Flow ice cold like snow in Siberia. So just grab your globe and spin it. You know the business wherever it lands. Funny, your folks don't care. Got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Straight from hell like Antarctica. Ice like the Philly. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Snow like Antarctica. Ice like the Philippines. Canary won't stop chirping in my ear. Shut up. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, blue diamonds, queer, what up? I got more stacked than a pancake platter. Sunday morning, got her moaning. Who moaning? Your wifey's moaning, we boning. Corona double fisted, get the swish and twist it, let's blow. Find me sliding in the skull, find me riding through the I feel this beat like I feel myself. Only protection, a weapon, a condom, a seatbelt. Custom detail, the po-po don't like me. Smell like 3 or 4 pounds, got in a fight with my white tee. Whoop, whoop, fuck those people. Here's the church, now here's the steeple. Straight for the Skylark, Denise on Armada. Got more candy stashed in it than a fucking pinata. I do a lot of, things with my time. The second hand don't stop for nobody, bitch. Get on your grind.
Yeah, like right there. Okay.